Something new may be complicating further the domestic surveillance mission over at the high-tech NSA. A powerful solar storm that erupted earlier this week, a coronal mass ejection, astronomers call it, of millions of tons of charged particles hurtling towards Earth. They could be responsible for interference or even a complete shutdown of some space-based communications and spy systems. Professor Richard Harrison has been tracking the solar storm. He's chief scientist at the Space Science Department of the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory in Oxfordshire, England. He says Earth is about to be hosed down by a big magnet.
You're looking at a big magnetic cloud. So if you imagine a whole bunch of charged particles traveling out into space, and I'm talking about a billion tons here, but as a huge cloud carrying magnetic field with it. That's like a magnet traveling out through space. And we live on a magnet, don't we? The Earth is a magnet, and it's the interaction of those magnetic fields that actually cause problems for us. So it's like the impact of that magnetic field carried in that cloud, literally engulfing the Earth. That's the kind of thing that happens. And it looks so this one will just sort of graze through it, as it were. Possibly, in this case, won't have a huge effect.
All right, but still, I'm trying to get my head around the image that you're creating here. We've got a high-energy magnetic gas basically hosing down the Earth. Okay, maybe it's a glancing blow, but I know what magnets do to the little stripe on the credit cards. This could wreak havoc with what sorts of communication networks?
Well, actually, just to step back slightly, we have a view from a spacecraft called Stereo, two spacecraft called Stereo, the NASA spacecraft and the two instruments we run through here. We lead them, called heliospheric images. What you can see is a cloud like this traveling out through space. The Earth is one pixel.
Wow.
And the clouds are huge. I mean, they literally pass right over the top of us. You know, you've got to use that information to try to predict that they're actually going to pass over us. You can't then say from those, oh, it's going to cause this particular effect. We're learning how to do that, if you like. But it's that magnetic field hitting our magnetic field that causes disruption to communication systems, power distribution systems, spacecraft, and so on. So it sounds sort of almost irrelevant, you know, this sort of cloud passing over the Earth as though it's a sort of ghostly effect. But it does have impact on us.
And that could include, you know, surveillance satellites, communication satellites, space-based communications of all kinds, networks, grids.
Yes, it can. It can cause disruption to GPS signals. It can cause, well, problem for a spacecraft. You could lose a spacecraft, potentially. If these clouds travel out fast enough, and this event might even be fast enough for that, you can get a shock at the front. In fact, almost certainly in this case. So if it hits you head on, you could get streams of really energetic particles flying out in front of these events. It's nice to get indoors, as it were.
Well, I'm glad to be blanketed by the atmosphere, as I'm sure you are. Richard Harrison, are we absolutely certain, I mean absolutely certain, that this eruption was not caused by Edward Snowden in any way?
Interesting question. No, it wasn't. These are natural. They've always been happening. They always will happen.
But would they maybe disrupt and shield us from some domestic surveillance if it messes up some of those surveillance satellites?
That's an interesting question. I mean, part of the answer to that is, of course, it would. I mean, there are clearly times when these events really do cause significant disruption to signals and spacecraft and so on. So these things can happen. They do happen. They will happen.
Professor Richard Harrison, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Chief scientist at the Space Science Department of the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory in Oxfordshire, England, watching that eruption this week from the sun.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.